So this story is actually about my son when he was a teenager. And he must have misbehaved in some manner. And we were like, well, we're really going to punish him. So we took his phone away because, you know, what teenager doesn't want to have their phone? So we thought, oh, we are so shrewd. So regular weekday, it's a work night, we go to bed. And he takes the car, which was a manual transmission, and he has to drive to the Royal Farms because he has to get buffalo spiced pretzels and a Slurpee. And it is pouring down rain. Okay, so he goes to the Royal Farms, he gets these treats, and it's on Falls Road, and he's driving home, he has to make a left onto Pimlico Road. And it was raining, and he's driving manual, and he's obviously popping pretzels into his mouth or whatever. And he does not negotiate the turn very well. And he hits the guardrail. And the car is obviously damaged, and he can't drive it. He has no cell phone. So, and it's pouring down rain. So he gets out of the car, and he's trying to signal other cars to stop so that he can borrow their phone, so that he can call someone. Actually, he calls our daughter, and she goes and picks him up. So they leave the car there on the side of the road. We're asleep. We don't know. I usually get up for work around 4:20 when I was working, and the phone rings, and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're thinking, who's calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning? This is crazy. Well, it's the Baltimore County Police, and they want to know if I know that my car is on the side of the road, because the car's registered in my name, on the side of the road, and you know, is left there damaged. And we're like, yeah, we don't know about this. So he proceeds to tell me that's where my car is, and we confront the children, and we were like, you know, and my son was like, well, I didn't want to wake you. I didn't want to disturb you. And my daughter was like, yeah, we didn't want to wake you. We didn't want to disturb you. Bottom line is the car was totaled. My son is fine. My daughter's fine. He now has his cell phone. That's our little catastrophe.